All right, so with any walk-on, there's usually the had some opportunities to maybe do this, play football here, but I wanted to do this. What was that like for you? Did you have, you know, opportunities to maybe play FCS or something, or what?
Yeah, I actually had a lot of options coming out of high school for two sports, actually, basketball and football. Mm-hmm. Football, I had an offer from Air Force, mm-hmm. so I could have went there to play. Also had a lot of Division II interest, and also Division III and FCS. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in basketball, kind of the same thing. Yeah. No D1s for basketball, though. But mm-hmm. I came here mainly because I felt like this was a school that fit me the best.
Yeah.
I came here mainly for academics mm-hmm. because of all the opportunities I can get after graduation.
Sure.
And that's what's more important to me is what I do after football, because I can't play the game my whole life,
yeah.
You know.
Sure.
But, yeah, definitely all the opportunities I'm going to get and all the internships I can get.
Sure.
I'm going to pursue my business degree. I want to get a business degree from here.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it just gives me a lot more options after life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you weigh the, you know, scholarship player here versus walk-on there? Did you look into that of saying, oh, maybe I want to do this, maybe I want to do that? Or was it, like you said?
Yeah, I definitely had to choose between being a scholarship guy at a smaller school or coming here and proving to people what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to take on the challenge. I wanted to come here. I knew I was going to have fun either way. I'm just coming out here just trying to have fun every day. I really have nothing to lose. Being a walk-on, you don't have anything to lose, so you just got to go out there and give it 100% every day.
Sure.
And, yeah, I just came here mainly because the academic side of things. But, yeah, definitely had to look at being a scholarship guy at a smaller school,
right.
being the guy, but being here, just being another guy and helping out and playing my role is what is really important to me. It's really good.
And how's it been so far with – the, you know, transition to college football, you know, it can be a little overwhelming.
It was very overwhelming the first couple weeks. Definitely a lot different than high school practices. Mm-hmm. I mean, even this training camp, you have football camp in high school and it's really not a big deal. It's kind of just a practice.
Yeah.
And when you get here, it's like, it's a 15-hour day. You're studying film, you're having meetings, you got practice.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big difference. It hit me hard the first couple days, but since camp's gone on, I've really adjusted to it and I've been rolling with it.
And how have the other wide receivers been, you know, with, you know, sometimes walk-ons are at the end of the line and, you know, it can get a little lost or whatever.
You're definitely right. The walk-ons are definitely at the end of the line, but when you get in there, you got to shine. I mean, you get your chance and you got to be able to execute and you got to be able to make a play. I mean, that's what Coach Stoker talks about all the time. We got to make plays. We got to catch balls.
Uh-huh.
It's our new offense. We're making big plays. We're trying to make explosive plays.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, the walk-ons are in the back, but once you get your chance, you got to be able to, got to come through.
Yeah. Okay, so I got to ask the St. Louis question now. So, since you grew up in the St. Louis area, Emo's Pizza or Chicago Deep Dish Pizza?
100% Emo's Pizza.
100%. Emo's. I've asked the question of Coach Patterson. He said the same thing.
Yeah.
I asked Tony Adams
in
Belleville. He said the same
thing.
That's right. What are you getting on your Emo's?
Ooh. I'm a cheese guy, just straight cheese, but I love the toasted ravioli from there.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing beats Emo's. That's
nobody
my favorite.
Understands.
Yeah, nobody understands.
Nobody gets it.
No.
Okay. Good. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
Robert.
Thanks
for spending some time.